This is Jerry Pippen, and we, of course, are going to go to the phones now and give the people around the country here a chance to voice their opinions about where they were, even if they were, maybe a lot of people, it's hard to believe, but it's been 30 years now, and a lot of people weren't even alive, of course, that listened to the show during the time of the Kennedy assassination. It'd be 30 years on Monday. Our telephone number, 1-800-745-8255. We have Neil on the line from Tennessee. Hello, Neil.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Pretty good. That's a good term here, y'all. I use that occasionally.
The reason I was calling, I was around when the Kennedy assassination occurred. In fact, I was just a baby. I was born in 1963. And,
well, you don't remember much about it.
No,
then.
I don't really remember much about it. No, sir, I sure don't. But one thing I think about, I'll offer a couple of comments. Number one, I think Oswald probably did not act alone. I'm sure that there was a conspiracy afoot, although I'm not sure who was the behind it, but I think there's a conspiracy. And number two, I'd like you and your guest views on this theory I've heard. I've heard that when Kennedy was murdered, the young people, a lot of the teenagers, felt they had lost their leader, and that's attributed a lot to the success of the Beatles. They kind of viewed the Beatles as a substitute for the fallen leader of the youth movement in this country. I'd like your views on that, if you don't mind, please.
Now, you're saying that a lot of people replaced the Beatles as their hero?
I have read a theory that says some people believe the Beatles replaced JFK as the idol of the young people, the teenagers in this country. They identify with JFK's youth and vitality and so forth, and then when Lyndon Johnson, of course, an older man, came to power, they just lost all, they felt like they had lost their leader. Yes, sir.
Well, a lot of that happened, Neil. Also, there was a little difference in the politics of the two, or at least
mm-hmm.
it was perceived that way by the youth.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles became very popular with their Abbey Road album,
right.
Which was had a lot of insinuations about death and that. They
right.
did a couple of other songs during that time. Transcendental Meditation became big with them. I don't know. Maybe we'll throw that out and see somebody. I don't have our first
mm-hmm.
guest on. I'll try to bring it up, though, when it does happen.
Well, I appreciate that. And one other question I had. Do you think Khrushchev had a role in that murder?
Well, you know, an interesting thing happened about Khrushchev. He evidently, according to a lot of these KGB files
mm-hmm.
that have been released recently,
mm-hmm.
There were two things that happened with Khrushchev. First of all, the day that it happened...
Mm-hmm.
They tried to locate Khrushchev. Our Secret Service, our CIA people, tried to locate and try to find out where Khrushchev was that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was missing. He
uh-huh.
was away,
mm-hmm.
Taking a vacation, and no one knew where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, the American people did not realize it at the time, but immediately the CIA and the Defense Department went on kind of a standard alert
mm-hmm.
about a possible nuclear attack, a surprise attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems pretty, you know, far-fetched today, but back then, that was in the height of the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the Cuban Missile Crisis a year before that,
mm-hmm.
and people really were very concerned about the nuclear threat. And the government was on an alert about that. The other thing, Khrushchev, when he found out about it, according to several things I've read now from KGB files,
mm-hmm.
He did something that was very unprecedented. He drove, he had them drive him over in a limo to the American embassy in Moscow, and he walked in the door himself and talked to our ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And was almost frantic from several reports that I've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
He was almost frantic in pleading that he had nothing to do with it.
Yes, Dan Rather pointed that out on TV the other night, I believe.
Yeah. Dan's covered that several times. You know,
uh-huh.
Dan Rather, I'm a big fan of his in a
right.
lot of ways. But, you know, Dan Rather has been reported in some of these books about the Kennedy assassination as being an asset of the CIA. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I'm a big
no,
big
that
fan
he,
of
he,
I
that he
that.
Is prone to report the official line.
Uh-huh.
And the reason he's prone to report the official line are various, but one of those is he was there during the time of the Kennedy assassination.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, a little known fact, Dan Rather was about 25 minutes ahead of anyone else reporting the death of President Kennedy, and CBS News was afraid to report it. Finally, CBS Radio put it on their 1 o'clock newscast Central
mm-hmm.
Time,
mm-hmm.
and Walter Cronkite about... 20 minutes later, said a report from Dallas says Dan Rather, CBS News correspondent, reports President Kennedy is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But they coached it pretty well. They played it down until the official announcement came. But Dan Rather has been accused by a lot of his critics of saying that he doesn't want to uncover a conspiracy because that means he missed the story.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something to that. I don't know. What do you think about it? I think there must have been more than we've been told.
Well, what do I think about Mr. Rather's views on it?
No, about the whole situation.
I think there's a cover up. I think the Warren Commission report was a whitewash. I don't think Oswald acted alone, because things I've read and heard about him, he just wasn't too swift. He didn't act like he had both oars in the water, so to speak. So I definitely think there's a connection between him and Jack Ruby and heaven only knows how many other underworld figures.
Well, you know, evidently there's a lot of good evidence these days that that maybe Lee Harvey Oswald was on the FBI payroll as an informant.
He might have been
during that time, and that's they draw that conclusion on something that came up in the Warren Commission, where the assistant district attorney down in Dallas flew up to Washington and told the investigators for the Warren Commission that he had circumstantial proof that the FBI had been making payments to him. Later on, the head of the FBI office denied that he had ever paid anything, but he did not say he wasn't an informant. Hey, thanks a lot for listening here in Tennessee. We'll go to the phones again here in a moment, but I want to talk to you right now about probably the greatest gift idea ever. Now, I'm telling you guys, now this could work the other way. Women could give this to a man. But this is especially good for Christmas. If you're looking for a unique gift for a special person in your life, I have a great suggestion right now. It's a beautiful long-stem California America rose dipped in 24-karat gold. That's right, I said a long-stem fresh-cut California rose dipped in 24-karat gold. It's beautiful. It's a gift that will last a lifetime. And we have a very low price for this item on this radio offer. I'm going to give you an 800 number here in a moment that you can call.